Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Tractate Midos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, 4 and 5. Mishnah Dalet says, Echad Avnei HaKeves ve'Echad Avnei HaMizbeach, both the stones of the ramp and the stones of the altar itself, Mibikas Beis Karem, they came from the valley of Beis Karem. V'chofrin Lamata MeHabsula, and they dug them up from beneath the Besula. So Besula means virgin. Let's take a quick look in the Barton Arrow and see what this means here. Min HaBesula, Karka Shelo Chafru Sham Me'olam. So it was from earth that was never plowed. So they dug deep to ensure that this was land that was never tilled with a plow. So continuing in the Mishnah. Umevian Misham Avanim Shlemos, and they would bring whole stones from there. So they didn't cut them, they didn't chisel them, they brought them untouched to the base of Mikdash. Shlo hunaf aleihem barzel, so that they shouldn't be worked with any iron implements. Shehabarzel pulso benegia, because iron would disqualify the stones for use on the altar just by touching them. Ubepegima lachol davar, and anything would disqualify the stone if it damaged it. If you took a piece of wood and broke off a piece of the stone by hitting it with a plank, that would also disqualify the stone. So chipping the stone with anything or touching it with iron would disqualify it. Nifkama achas mehen, and if one of the stones was damaged, hipsula v'chulan kasheros, then only that one stone would have to be replaced. The other stones were all okay. So if a stone of the altar got chipped, you wouldn't have to replace the entire altar, just that one particular stone. Umalabnin osan pamayim bashana, and they would whitewash it twice a year, achas b'pesach v'achas b'chag, once for Pesach and once for Sukkos. V'ha-heichal, and the heichal, the building, the room, pam achas b'pesach, that was whitewashed once a year on Pesach. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, kol erev Shabbos malabnin osa b'mapa nipnei hadamim. So he said that the altar was whitewashed, or it was cleaned once a week, erev Shabbos, with a cloth. So it wasn't completely redone, but it was spot cleaned with a cloth every week for Shabbos because of all the blood. Lohayu sudden osan bechapis, they wouldn't apply the lime with a trowel, shel barzel, which was made of iron, shema yiga b'yipsol, because maybe the trowel would touch the stones and that would disqualify them. Shehabarzel niver lakatzer yamav sha'adam, because iron shortens the life of a person, because that's what weapons are made out of. And the intention of the altar is to extend the life of a person by bringing us closer to God. So it's not appropriate to apply the thing that shortens to the thing that lengthens. So this is why iron was not allowed to touch any part of the altar. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Umalavnin osan, and the stones would be whitewashed, besid, with lime. Rebbe Omer, and Rebbe says that they would spot clean every Erev Shabbos. Lo poligatara kama. He's not disagreeing with the first opinion in the Mishnah, which is that they whitewash the Mizbeach twice a year. Ela mosif, lomer debechol Erev Shabbos, hayu mekanchim osan, b'mapa b'mnei hadamim. But rather he's adding that every week before Shabbos, they would clean with a cloth because of all the blood. So he's adding something, he's not disagreeing. Lo hayu sudden osan bechapis, and they wouldn't whitewash it using a trowel made of iron. Amilsa detana kama mahader. So it's going back now and talking about the first position in our Mishnah, the first statement, which is that the altar was whitewashed twice a year. Kishahayu malab nosa besid, because when they would apply this lime, pamayim bashana, twice a year, lo hayu sudden osan bekapo shel benoyim shiragilin lasodbo. So they wouldn't use a regular builder's trowel, which one would normally use for such a thing. So the first opinion says it was whitewashed twice a year. We take a little tangent where Rebbe says it was spot cleaned for Erev Shabbos. And then we go back to the original topic and we say that when it was whitewashed, they didn't use a regular builder's trowel. Continuing now with Mishnah Hey, v'tabas hayu l'tzvono shel mizbeach. There were rings to the north of the altar. Shisha sidarim shel arba arba, and there were six rows of four each. V'yesh omrim arba shel sheish sheish. Though some say there were four rows of six each, and I imagine this depends on which direction you were looking at it from. She'alehen shochatin esakadshim, and that's where they would slaughter the sacrifices. Beisamit b'chaim, and there was a butcher area. Hayulitzfono shomizbeach, that was to the north of the altar. Ve'alav shmona amudim ninasin, and there were 8 short pillars. Urevien shal erez agabehen, and there were blocks of cedar on top of them. Ve'unklayo shal barzo hayu kavuim behem, and there were iron hooks attached to them. Ushlosha sedarim hayu l'kol echad ve'echad, and there were 3 sets of these hooks for each one of these blocks. Shebehem tolin, because that's where they would hang the animals. Umafshitin al shulchanos shal shayis shebein ha'amudim, and they would skin the animals on tables made of marble that were in between these low pillars. Let's take a look at some of the Bartneros here. Tabaos hayu b'tzfono shel mizbeach. There were rings to the north of the altar, skipping down. B'hayu kavuos b'ritzpah. They were attached to the floor. Asuyus kamin keshes. They were arranged like a bow. Shahayu machnisin v'hen tzavar habahema b'shashchita. And they would put the animal's neck through there at the time of the slaughtering. So that was the purpose of the rings. Shmona amudim ninasin. There were 8 short pillars. Amudim shel even Nemuchim, so low pillars of stone. Uravin shal erez, and blocks of cedar. Chatikos meruvos shal erez, havu al ha'amudim. So there were blocks, there were square pieces of cedar on each of these 8 pillars. So the hooks hayu kavuin, there were hooks attached to them. Ba'osan revin shal erez, on those blocks of cedar. Vatolan behem habehema, and that's where they would hang the animals. Ushlosha sedarim, and there were 3 sets of hooks on each block. Sho'unklayos zula malamizu, there were hooks 1 row above the next. Hayu b'chol chaticha eitz, on each piece of wood. Litlos behema gedola o katana, so that they could hang an appropriate size animal. So a large animal would be hung on one row, and a small animal would be hung on another row. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.